Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Your presence,
yes, Lord,
is heaven.
In this moment, we thank you for the gift and the ministry of your Holy Spirit, teaching us your word, revealing hidden truths, unveiling hidden glories that were ordained for us for such a time as this. As your word goes forth, I yield to you totally. And I employ the full operations of the ministries of your Spirit to enlighten every heart, that the light of the knowledge of your glory saturate every heart, that grace be poured out in our hearts, that our faith be strengthened with such might and boldness that we will emerge here with an audacity of faith to go forth and take possessions, to go forth and manifest that which your word is saying to us. We give you praise. Thank you for impacting wisdom in our hearts. Thank you that as your word goes forth, your fire in our hearts is fanned to flame. Keeps burning and burning unto your glory. We give you praise. Just wave those hands to him. How we love you. How we bless you. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. And let someone shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a mighty clap offering of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side. Get to know who they are. Make sure that there will be nobody by your side that remains a stranger. Get to know their names and let them get to know your name. Tell that neighbor, I'm excited you are with me today in church. Alright. So for those of us in Church for Pros, God has something special for us. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. We have established in the first, second, and third services that one of the major reasons we fast, pray, and sit at the feet of Jesus Christ in January and for a prolonged time. For example, Super Fortizo is starting tomorrow. Hallelujah. So 5 o'clock from Mondays to Fridays, we are always here. 5 o'clock from Mondays to Fridays, we are always here. And one of the reasons we do that is because we give to God the first month of the year. That first month that opens up the womb of the year. Because we have a revelation that the first and all first should be consecrated back to God. Set aside as holy. Because it is His. Tell your neighbor, all the first belongs to God. Come on, shout it louder. Say, all first belongs to God. Louder again. Say, all first belongs to God. It is His. So we don't touch it. We give it back to Him. We submit. Now, I want us to go further than that. I'll give us a few more reasons why we fast, we pray, and give our time to sitting at the feet of the Lord in the month of January. Write this, number 2. The reason we fast and pray is to pray in the manifestation of the prophetic word. We want to pray in the manifestation of the prophetic word. When people are naive and unschooled in the things of the Spirit, they feel like once God says a word, thus says the Lord, and God speaks, it just comes to pass. That's not how it works. On earth, every word God speaks needs the participation of the faith of a man for it to manifest. On earth, God needs the partnership and the involvement of the faith of a man or of a people for what he says to manifest. So this is the year of quantum leaps, and everybody shouts amen. What matters is, will it come to pass in your life? Will that become the experience of your journey throughout this year? For people like us who like to take God by His word, and I don't have to wait till tomorrow before I start seeing it. Are you going to see your January package of Quantum Leap? Are you going to change level this January? Are you going to be waiting for another few months? I'm expecting my January Quantum Leap blessing. Both for me, my family, and for this ministry. What about you? So it's one thing for God to say something, is another thing for that thing to come into full manifestation and it becomes your experience. So let me take you to the scriptures. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm going to read from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year. Now Elijah had spoken by the word of the Lord, there'll be no rain. This was during the reign of King Ahab, and he did wickedly with his wife Jezebel. And they turned the hearts of the people of God, the Israelites, away from serving the living God unto serving Baal. And so they went on and started killing the prophets of God. Killing the prophets of God. And the prophet of God, Elijah, prophesied that there will be no rain. And so it began a season of drought. It began a season of drought. And with drought comes famine, comes economic hardship, just like Nigeria is facing right now. Now, God speaks to him after 3 years. And he said, go present yourself to Ahab. God is the one speaking. And I will send rain on the earth. It will rain again. Verse 2. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. And there was a severe famine in Samaria. There was a severe famine. In Nigeria, is there severe famine now? Economic hardship. Are people going through tough times? Okay. But now God says, I'm sending rain. God says you will thrive, not just try to survive. The word of God has gone forth. And God confirms the word of his servants. God performs the counsel of his messengers. God watches over his word to perform it. But for naive people and those who are unschooled in the things of the spirit, they just think that once God says it, that's just the way it happens. The moment God says it, they just say amen, go home, and then it happens. No, that's not how it happens. Let me show you something. That's why we fast and pray when the word of God is spoken. When the word of God, every time God speaks to me and I hear God concerning certain things in my life, what follows it is I build an altar and then I immediately go into a period of fasting. Now, obviously, God speaks to us daily, guides us, even in every step when you learn to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But there are epoch moments, there are strategic times. There are level changing revelations and prophetic word that comes. There are kairos seasons where God speaks a word and you know something is about to change. When something is eventful, when his word comes like that, like a new year word, I don't joke with it. I don't just say amen, he said it. No, that's for those who do not know, who do not have knowledge of God, of his will, and of his ways. Now, a whole lot of things have happened. After God told him, he went, showed himself to Ahab, and tell him, go and get all your prophets of Baal. Let's settle this thing once and for all. If Baal is Baal, let the whole of Israel... If Baal is God, let the whole of Israel worship. But if the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is God, let us know. And all of us know how they built altars. And they say, whoever will call on their God, and the God will answer by fire, let him be God. We all know that story. Now, after that had happened, and the children of Israel now turned their hearts to God, and says, truly, he's the only one that answered by fire. He is God. Elijah told them, he said, seize all the prophets. He brought them out and he killed all of them. Now, see what now happens. I want you to get down to verse 41. Verse 41. Get down there. We are going somewhere. Tell your neighbor we are going somewhere. I want you to hold your neighbor and say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, receive wisdom. Say, receive light. Receive strategies. I want you to read and read out loud. One to go. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. He said, go and eat and drink. He's settled. God has settled this. He's made a name for himself. He said to Ahab, go and eat and drink. Ahab, the unbeliever. Ahab, the wicked king. Ahab that doesn't know God. Go and eat and drink. People that don't know God, when God speaks, they can go and eat and drink on it. But look at the one who knows God. Verse 42. Watch. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. He went to the mountain. When can men go to eat and drink when God is speaking? Spiritual men mount up. They come up here. They rise up in their spirit. They go to the mount. And what does the mountain signify? Number one, mountain signifies strength, the place of strength. Number two, mountain signifies isolation, the place of separation. They separate themselves unto God. And they come to the horn of their salvation, to the strength of their salvation. They know the source of their strength. There are certain things that happen in my life, and I'll just look up and I will shout. I say, is it not you? Ikenkwabamba. So when I talk the way I talk, with the audacity I talk, I know where I'm coming from. I know who backs me up. No natural man can talk the way we talk. No natural man can be so sure the way we are so sure. Because we are men of the mountain. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm a man of the mountain. Say, I know how to separate myself unto God. Say, I know how to kneel before the Lord, the source of my strength. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground. Look at the posture. Put his face between his knees. That's not casual prayer. When a man kneels down, put his head, that's wholehearted, invested prayer. Fervent prayer. We were talking about the first thing God wants is give me your heart. No half-heartedness. This is not a joke. Stop joking with your walk with God. Wholehearted. Wholehearted. And he began to pray. How do we know? Because we're going to see it in the book of James. He prayed. And he said to the servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And so he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. So he was sending the first time he came, he said, there is nothing. He bends down here. You see, that God said it. For it to manifest, someone has to bet it in prayer. God always needs your prayer to fulfill his prophecy. God always needs our faith to fulfill his promises. There must be an engagement. There must be an engagement. It won't happen in your life because it was only said. You've got to be there to pray it out to manifestation. How many words for the year? And how many years? And yet so many people have never really seen the fullness of that word for the year. They pick some miracles here and there. And by the intercession of others, some miracles here and there. Some miracles here and there. But look at your life. When last did you come out and say, this year I am the very evidence of what God prophesied? And you know, there are people that join Super Fortizo because they are pastors, and pastor will ask, why are you not in church? There are people that join because they are church workers and because their department needs their service. You've got
to ascend beyond that, there has to be a heartfelt engagement. Everybody shout, heartfelt engagement. Shouting loud, I say, heartfelt engagement. Seven times. Did you notice something about this? When we read James, you will see it. What you will notice about this is that this is not, when you are about to bet into manifestation what God has prophesied, the Bible says, until Zion travails. It's not hit and run prayer. I know you will like to just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, all through this year, my life, quantum leaps, quantum leaps. That's not how it works in the spirit. And many times we receive testimonies because someone else who has betted it is prophesying over you. And because God is honoring the faith of someone else. But when you want to receive for yourself, you've got to bet it. You pray it into manifestation. You pray it into manifestation. Your heart is invested in it. Now, let me tell you one of the things the Lord taught me recently. He said, as a pastor, you can prophesy about what God is going to do and not participate in it. He said, because when you finish prophesying it, you must go also and pray it into manifestation for yourself, for your family, and over the people of God. There are people that have served food that others ate and they didn't eat themselves. People served food. Others ate of the food. So even as a pastor, church group leader now, you come. Cell leader now, you come. Departmental leader, you come out. Fellowship president, you are telling others, quantum leap, you yourself, have you prayed it into manifestation in your own life? Do you know that somebody you are telling that thing is praying it into manifestation? Somebody is taking hold of that truth. Seven times. Seven, the number of perfection. The number of completion. Meaning, he stayed there until the result showed. Not hit and run. Not, I'll come today. I just come Wednesday. I don't have time. It's a tarrying prayer until the result shows up. Then it came to pass, verse 44. The seventh time in these 14 days of Super Fortiso, you will experience your seventh time miracle. You will experience your seventh time manifestation. It came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he stood up immediately and said, go up. Now say to Ahab. You see, the first one was prophecy. The second one was command. Now say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Go down or start running. And you know, a king will have the finest horses and chariots in the land. Is that right? Wave your hands if you're understanding me. The finest, the fastest, reserved for the king. Ahab gets into his chariot with horse and starts riding to the gates of Jezreel to go so the rain won't stop him. Look at the next verse. The man who has prevailed in the spirit, the man who every day laid before the Lord, this is my year of quantum leaps. Father, what are you saying? Lekoto Shaka. This will not be another prophetic word that I will only shout amen to. This will be a prophetic word that people will congratulate me about. My life carries the evidence of this. He's praying. Leko Shaka. Le Branaya. Look at that man. Everybody read verse 46 and read it out loud. One, two, go. I'm not hearing you loud. If I can get just 100 people that will raise their hands that this prophecy is upon, receive it. In these 14 days, the hand of the Lord is coming upon you.
starting from tomorrow 5 o'clock, in the name of Jesus, throughout this time to tarry before the Lord and fast, the hand of the Lord is resting upon you. And the Bible said he gathered up his loins and ran. One person is riding, another person is running, but the person running gets there before the person riding. Hey, Paul Shakatire, hear the word of the Lord. In this year of quantum leaps, the Lord is taking you to the gates. The Lord is taking you to your crowning achievements. The Lord is taking you to your fulfillment. The Lord is taking you to your manifestation. Ahead of those who were better qualified. Ahead of those who are better prepared. Ahead of those who are better positioned. Ahead of those who are better connected. In the name of Jesus. He got there. So that's why we pray. That's why we're here. That's why the workers were here yesterday praying for over 3 hours non-stop. Non-stop. Likoro shakata. Libre dekete. La zunde imprinanga nayanga. You sleep on it, it slips away from you. You don't sleep on a prophetic word. You don't go and start eating and drinking after a word comes. You engage your faith. You pray it into manifestation. Somebody say, here. Lift your hands with audacity and declare, this is my year of the quantum leaps. Come on, this is my year of quantum leaps. This is my year of quantum leaps. The next reason we fast and pray in January and we add fasting to it is to receive light and illumination concerning the prophetic word. God has said it. That's what super sportizo is. Super there stands for supernatural. Fortizo stands for illumination, enlightenment, divine enlightenment, the flooding of your heart with light. The light of God's word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The entrance of thy word gives light. That's what you want. So we sit at the feet of Jesus. The word of God is shared. We pray with that word until light shines. The Bible said it will do us well to give heed to this prophetic word as a light that shines in the dark until the day star arises in our hearts. Until the day star arises. The dawning. So you give heed to the prophetic word. You stay there. You listen. God, what are you saying? There is much more you are saying. Unveil the layers of this revelation. Unveil the layers of this revelation. And then, until the day star arises in our hearts. Wave your hands if you are here. The day star is the morning star, the breaking of the dawn. The morning star, the breaking of the dawn. The breaking of the dawn. So, I don't just want to be shouting about a word I have no revelation of. It's revelation that brings elevation. If this word will shift my level, I have to take hold of the revelation of that word. So, we stay at the feet of Jesus and we tarry. Write this down. When you have light, you have illumination. Light, when you have light, you have illumination. And what does that mean? You have visibility. Visibility. You can see. You can see. So Jesus, in John chapter 5, says, whatever I see my Father do, that I do. You see, the result he gets is because he could see. He could see. He could see. You can hear. You can see. You can see what God is doing. You can see where God is moving. You can see the devil and his manipulations. You can see what will make you stumble and you can avoid it. When there is no light, people stumble at things and they are not even aware what they are stumbling at. They just keep stumbling on their path. Obstacles, they stumble. But because there is light, if I'm walking this way and I see this pulpit, I avoid it. People enter traps that bring stagnation, that bring retrogression. Take them back because light is not shining. When you have light, you have illumination. Imagine having illumination for your business. Having illumination for the ministry God has called you to. You know exactly, you see clearly the path you should do. Then secondly, when you have light, you have revelation. Revelation is insight. Things that are hidden and unveiled. Mysteries and puzzles are solved. Somebody say, Pastor, I've tried my best. I don't know what else to do. You need light. You need light. You need light. You need light. When you're so sure you know what to do and you've done it so well according to your best ability and it doesn't work, it means there is something hidden you are not yet aware of. You need revelation. Everything in life is not black and white. Everything in life is not engage it in gear and then it moves. Everything. Life is more spiritual, more mysterious than you can imagine. There are hidden secrets ordained for glory. But until it's revealed, no one enjoys it. It has to be revealed. It's light that brings revelation. Our church got grew to a point 250, 300. We couldn't pass there. I prayed. I desired. I strategized. I moved. I charged. When you finish charging, you go calm down. If you like, blow up yourself. Life will less you like fellele ball. It go just less. And when you're humble, that's why you don't have to wait for situations to humiliate you. You don't have to wait for circumstances to harass you and beat you down before you seek God. That's why fasting is called humbling ourselves. You humble yourself and say, Father, this journey I'm about to embark, I'm not going if you don't show me the path. Your word says you teach me to profit and you lead me in the way I should go. You know exactly how I will get there faster, sweatlessly and what? Stresslessly. Your blessing makes one rich and has no sorrow with it. You know how I can get there without mortgaging my faith, without mortgaging my convictions. You know how I can get there in honor. Without anybody glorying that he made me. You know how to lift a man and he stays up. You know how to open a door no one can close. Lord, show me revelation. You've got to gain insight. I went to fast. And I was not complaining. I engaged thanksgiving and praise. God says, stop praising me that the church has grown. He said, if you know exactly where your heart wants, stop praising me for it. And by the time I came out from there, light. In a few months, the church doubled. In a few months. Everything started moving. And from that day, I'm still applying the same light till now. That church, this church, continues to grow. Light. Whatever is not growing in your hands, you need insight. Somebody shout revelation. Revelation. Number three. When you have light, you have direction. So when you have light, you have illumination. When you have light, you have revelation. When you have light, you have direction. That means you're giving the path to walk. So the Bible says the labor of fools frustrates them because they don't know how to get to the city. What is your city? What is your destination? What is the desire you want to see in your life? That's your city. Do you know how to? Light will give you direction. Light will give you direction. So in Isaiah chapter 58, the Bible begins to talk about the fast that he pleases him. And I mean, if you want to do fast effectively, go and read that scripture. The whole chapter of Isaiah chapter 58. And he talks about the fast that he has approved. When that fast touches your heart, not just a religious ceremony, a ritual, just an outward show of penance. No, when that fast goes to your heart, breaks through within your heart to allow the love of God, to allow the will of God to come forth from you. Look at one of the blessings he says in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8. Get there. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8. This is one of the blessings you're going to be claiming. One of the blessings you're going to be claiming. You will be lighted and your light will break forth. Everybody, hold that your neighbor and read it as loud as you can. One to go. I'm not hearing you louder. I'm not hearing you louder. I'm not hearing you louder. Lift your hands and say, my light breaks forth like the morning. Like a shuteya, like a kusha. Declare, my light breaks forth like the morning. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your regard. That means God will spare you the troubles of engaging backbiters. The troubles of trying to protect yourself. The troubles of trying to vindicate yourself. The troubles of trying to fix your past. Tell you face forward. Light brings vision. Light brings vision. You'll be full of vision. Why some people are dealing with your past and they are biting at the back. God says, I got your back. My glory will be your regard. Don't look back. I've got your back covered. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Come on, somebody shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen. The last but not the least, the next reason why we fast and pray in January. I told you one is because we want to keep God first. Two, to pray in the manifestations of the prophetic word. Three, to receive light and illumination concerning the prophetic word. Then four, to be armed with divine strategies on how to accomplish the prophetic word. To be armed with divine strategies. It is one thing for God to say this. It's another thing to know how this works. How to get to this. The how of it. The how of it. To be armed with divine strategies. Everybody received the same word, quantum leaps. But the strategy God is going to be using for every individual is different. Lord, arm me with my own strategy. How should I see this happen in my life? How do you want to? So to some one person, the Lord said, pick up your passion to study again. I want you to go for a new course. And he already has a prepared blessing there. And the person says, yes, Lord. A scholarship comes out. He gets there. He makes one friend through which God will open one door. Another person, he says, I want you to go down to this city, and there is something I have for you there. He goes down, he sees an open door, something else happened. Another person, God says, that book I've been talking to you about, start writing it now. He has different, what is the strategy? Father, what is the strategy? It doesn't just fall on your laps. It happens while you fast. It happens while we fast. I'm going to read something that is quite long, and I want you to listen carefully. You know, before I read that, write this down. God arms us with divine strategies while we fast. Because in fasting, we are impacted with a sensitive, enlightened, and a discerning spirit. Fasting makes your spirit man becomes more sensitive. Enlightens your spirit man, and it becomes more discerning. So while others are looking and see nothing, you look at something that they call nothing, and you see a treasure there. Suddenly you see open doors. Why others think that all they have there is a problem? But to run with the prophetic word, without fasting and praying, without sitting at his feet and engaging it, people will be running with it and be defeated, even though they have a prophetic word. You're going to see it now. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Judges chapter 20. In this story, the whole of Israel gathered together that they are going to war with their brother Benjamin. And I don't want to go too far just because of my time. The Bible said there, go get me the Judges chapter 20 verse 18, please. Let me start from verse 18. Then the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God. They went up to the house of God to inquire of God. They said, they went to inquire of God, which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin? The Lord said, Judah first. Somebody say, Judah first. Praise first. That's the protocol always. Praise first. Praise first. When you want to go to war, don't go with a complaint. Go with praise. Praise first. So the children of Israel rose in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in battle array to fight against them in Gibeah. God has told them what to do, and they did it. Judah went first. Then the children of Benjamin came out of Gibeah, and on that day cut down to the ground 22,000 men of the Israelites. One tribe cutting down the other 11 tribes. Have you ever seen that? And they have a prophetic word. Judah, go first. They have. And the people, that is the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and again formed the battle. We have the word. We fight the good fight of faith. We cannot fail. It's just a test. Let's go again. The battle line at the place where they had put themselves in array on the first day. Then the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening of that day, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I again draw near for battle against the children of my brother Benjamin? And the Lord said, go up against him. They had prophetic word. Tell your neighbor, God spoke for the second time. Say the first time, God spoke, they were beaten. Say the second time, God spoke, they were still beaten. So the children of Israel approached the children of Benjamin on the second day. Watch this. And Benjamin went out against them from Gibeah on the second day and cut down to the ground 18,000 more of the children of Israel. And all these drew sword, men of war. Then all the children of Israel, that is, all the people, went up this time around, came to the house of the Lord and wept. They sat before the Lord and did something else different. Two things. They fasted that day until evening. They brought in fasting. How be this kind to go not out? There are things you don't solve. If you've prayed and prayed about something and it's not moving, add fasting. And the second thing, they brought altar. They offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Some people just shout amen and right. I told you, two things I do. When God speaks, I raise an altar immediately. I worship, I bring out a sacrifice, a giving that cost me something. That cost me something. Blood. You know the kind of giving when you give, for days you need grace to recover from it. It will be touching you. I carry it, and then I raise an altar and I get into fasting and prayer. Two things may never fail. Verse 27. So the children of Israel inquired of the Lord. The ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to the battle against the children of my brother Benjamin? Or shall I cease? This time, the Lord doesn't give them a prophetic word. He gives them a sure word. He says, and the Lord said, go up for tomorrow. You see, all the while, he said, Judah should go first. All the while, he said, go up against him. But they didn't have the strategy that there is a day it should be. Sometimes God says, move. Ask him which when. Don't just move because he said move. Tell him when, where, how. In fasting, you now understand that. This time is no longer a prophetic word, it's a rhema. Specific. Giving them the exact day it should be. He said, go for tomorrow. That means don't go that day. Go the next day. There is something I'm fixing. Strategy. When? How? Tomorrow, I will deliver them into your hands. Verse 29. Then Israel set men in ambush all around. They did suddenly, after the fasting and sacrifice, their spirit enlightened. Their spirit sensitive. They could now understand God's strategies. This time around, they no longer went into battle. They went into ambush. That's why people keep repeating the same thing. Keep repeating the same thing. New year, old habits. New year, old routines. New year, old friends. The same people, the same thing, and they are expecting there is going to be a change. Wow, God is giving somebody a new strategy. This year is your new dawn year in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in battle and array against Gibeah as the other times. So the children of Benjamin went up against the people and were drawn away from the city. Watch this. They began to strike them and kill some of the people as at the other times in the highways. They kept killing the children of Israel the way they used to. One of which goes up to Bethel and the other to Gibeah. And in the field, about 30 men of Israel. They started killing 30 men, but they were using it to draw them out. Strategy. Everyone say strategy. Oh, are you sleeping on me? Shout strategy. And the children of Benjamin said, they are defeated before us at first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them away from the city to the highways. Keep moving fast. So all the men of Israel rose from their places and put themselves in battle array at Baal Tamar. Then Israel's men in the ambush burst forth from their positions in the plain of Geba. And 10,000 1,000 select men from all Israel came up against Gibeah, and the battle was fierce. But the children of Benjamin did not know that disaster was upon them. The Lord defeated Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed that day 25,100 Benjamites, and all of these drew sword. All of these drew sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were defeated. The men of Israel had given ground to the Benjamites because they relied on the men in the ambush whom they had set against Gibeah. Get me back to 42. Let me finish it up. Go to 42 straight. Stand on your feet. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel in the direction of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them. And whoever came out of the cities, they destroyed in their midst. Whatever will stand as a challenge, whether it's a vision, whether it's a project, whether it's an enemy, you're receiving the strategy to cut them down this year. And no vision God has given you will frustrate you this year. Not one thing. No blessing, no child, no wife, no husband God has given you, no children God has given you will frustrate you this year. In this super 40 zone, 14 days, you're going to be armed with divine strategies on how to dominate, how to accomplish, how to achieve, how to perfect, how to complete, how to turn around things. Destroy all of them. Lift your hands and begin to worship the Lord from the depths of your heart. Fervent, heartfelt, effectual prayer of a righteous man. When you read that scripture, it says continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit. Worship the Lord. Your life depends on it. Your year depends on it. Don't joke. Don't look around. Get in the spirit. Engage. There is a blessing for the service. Limo kun sandalari karatasha. Libra ne kanani akanosh. Ligranda nun sundalibra disko pahata. Blessed be you, Lord. We worship you, King of glory. Blessed be you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Everything that poised impossible, seemed difficult, unachievable, unattainable, and yet won't leave your spirit, because the Lord himself planted that vision in your spirit. Today I announce, in the next 14 days, as we fast unto the Lord, as we meet here every day by 5 p.m. waiting on the Lord, you will be armed clearly with the strategies to accomplish them without sweat and without stress, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you receive that word, give him a mighty praise. Oh, you better praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.